The same thing the Rambam, uvre dog, and that's the roe, the eggs of the fish, the roe you find inside the fish. The same thing, that it has these simonim, that it's sharp on one side, and it's a little more broad on one side, more pointy on one side. The same simonim, the Rambam eggs, the same simonim by the uvre dogim. And Bitani, we learned about this clearly, Gabi Beitzim. We learned by Beitzim, these are the simonim of Beitzim. So the kids are the Rambam simonim of Beitzim, so therefore what's the shayla to believe a goy that this egg is came from a kosher bird? We should just have to look at the egg, we'll be able to tell by the size, the shape of it, whether it's kosher. And the other says round it. Roshi Echad Kad, Roshi Echad Chad. The same thing, like one end of it is narrow, and the other end is a little bit broad. That's the simonim here. What's going to be Beis Roshi Kadim if the two tips of it are Kadim, or broad? Or else a Beis Roshi Kadim of both sides of the egg is the same amount of narrowness. Tameim, Tasim and Tamei. So kids, we have simonim, how an egg supposed to look. Chelboin Mibachutz, if the white is on the outside, the chelmoin mibifnim, and the yellow is on the inside, that's a kosher egg. The opposite, well, let's say the chelmoin, let's say the yellow is on the outside, the chelmoin and the white of the egg mibifnim is inside. Tumeim, so kits, we have simonim of eggs. Chelmoin the chelmoin merovim zebezeh. What's going to be if the white and the yellow of the eggs were mixed up together? If so, in such a case, you know for sure, she baits us a sheretz. That's a baits of a sheretz, that's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So, kids, so we have simonim of the eggs. So, what's the shaila here if you buy an egg from goyim? You have to know from which bird it came from. What's the shaila? We know clearly how the eggs of a knife Torah looks, so just look at the egg, it's all the simonim. So, where it says, le'etricha chidashis, te'chatuchas, where the eggs were cut up already. Therefore, you can't tell. Chatuchais. As you said, the lekalameka ma'aduch twist, you can't tell if it was round or not. But the more of a living, still let's tell the chelmoin. Let's take a look at the inside. Tell where the white is and where the yellow of the egg is. Someone says, no, it's all about it now, but true first, Pekaro, where the eggs are already beaten up in the dish. So they're like beaten up eggs, so therefore, you can't tell by the simonim. That's the salocha then. If the guy tells you from which bird it came from, you can believe him. For the Gemara, okay, Gavin is a true Mizavnina Minara, we're allowed to buy a scrambled egg like from a guy. Is that true? If the egg is chopped, beaten up, can you buy such an egg from a guy? I've a time, not like this. A Moichrim Beitzas Trefer the Chovim. A Jew is not allowed to sell an egg that came out of an oath as a trefer to a guy. Elim came true for the Kara, because if he sold him Stamazai, we're afraid maybe another Jew will buy it off the guy, and then they'll forget there was a trefer, and you'll be machshel somebody. So the only time you let it sell to a guy, your limb came true for the kara. If it's beaten up in a plate, then you let it sell it to a guy. So the figure, therefore, the same halach applies also, that therefore, ein leichen mehem baits in true face the kara. That a Jew knows he's not allowed to buy off a guy a beaten up egg, because he has to be afraid maybe it came from a knife tummy. And the Jew had the egg first and gave it over to a guy. So kids, you can't buy a beta trefer from a guy. So I have to tell us, our case here is talking about that you're buying a beaten up egg from a guy, and he tells you which bird it came from, you can trust him. We don't buy such eggs like that. So my answer is, Elarada Omar Abzera. Simonim, love the Eraisa. I tell you now, these Simonim we have by the eggs, it's not really Mediraisa. I mean to say, Mediraisa, you can't really rely on these simonim. Yeah. The Yehoche Gassinim, Elom Abzeh with simonim lav diraisim, it's hanech simoni beitzim. These signs by an egg, lav halach l'mashim asinim inu. It's not really like halach l'mashim asinai. And therefore, v'loi sachin lai, we're not samach on these so much. So therefore, we have to believe the guy that it came from a kosher bird. We can't just stand tell by the simonim how the egg looks, because it's lav diraisa. So Mr. Kwa, and he brings a raya. Elam Abzeh, what simonim lav diraisa? Because the loy teim yochi. We're not going to say like this. If you want to tell me that really diraisa, if so, That we had before Abasi said that Shmoinus Sveikis saying there are eight birds that we have a suffix whether they're Torah or not. The case there was the Kurkavin over there was peeled off very hard with a knife he had to use. So it's a shaila if they were tummy or not. So the question is, how do you have a suffix about those birds? Lived or pervades them to do? Why don't we take a look at the eggs and see how they are? If they're round on one side and more broad on the other side, it should be a simon the earth is tahor. Ella, the teretz is, shemamin, it's a proof from here that simon lav diraisa. That's possible to have a bird that's still treif, and the eggs look like it's kosher. So the simonim itself is not 100% proof, it can't be simcha dam diraisa. So therefore you have to ask the good guys to tell us exactly from which bird these eggs came from. So there's a question, if so, so if you tell me now, Slav, do you write so these simonim by eggs? So for what purpose was it learned? Like for what din does it help? So this is meant to say, Beis Rosh Kadim, if both sides of the egg are broad, or Beis Rosh Kadim, if both sides of the eggs are more pointy, or else, Oy Chelma Mivachutz, if the yellow is on the outside, the Chelma Mivachnim, and the white is on the inside, Vade Tmeya. It helps us this much. If we have an egg and looks like this, we know for sure it's tomei from a bird's tomei. The egg is for its tomei. What's going to be the reishe chad chad? One head of it is sharp. Reishe chad chad, and the other side of it is broad. The chelboim b'chutz, so where the white is on the outside, the chelma and the yellow of nim. So we don't know. It's possible it came from a knife to her. Because these are simonim tyra, but it's pasav derais, it's possible it came from a bird that's coming also. So in such a case, for your malachov, the guy tells us, shalosh pleni v'toru, this egg came from a chicken, like this type of a bird. So then, samach alayim, we have a right to be samach on the goyim, that this came from that type of a bird, and the egg is kosher. But bistomo letismach alayim, but if they stand tell you this egg is kosher, that you can't be samach on it. They don't tell you clearly, you can't be samech on them. Yeah, letis me'alayim, alayim wide. Ikar the urva, the domel of the yaina. There is this aura of the raven. The urva, the domel, looks like you're like a pigeon. Therefore, you can't tell. If they'll think it's kosher, really it's not. Therefore, it's only they know clearly tells which bird it is. So that's the simonim help us. Simonim do help us a little bit. That if we see these simonim and we hear from the god that it's kosher, then we'll trust him. Oh, my mom, what we just said before, chelboin v'chelma merovim zeh b'zeh, if the white and the yellow of an egg is mixed together, do you do a shebetzis asheretz? You have to know for sure, this egg came out of a sheretz. For the moral of my hero, so what's my gay too? Like the little just says, treif, it's tomei. What do you have to say comes out of a sheretz for? Oh, my ravuk for bachom aloim, come and tell us, shimrikmo v'nikvo is metama b'chadosha. Rashi's rikma means noitzer Hashem's b'teicha. If there's a little sheretz growing inside it already, and v'nikva Rashi says sheyucholiga berekum, that let's say you made a hole there, there's a nekiv there, that's possible to touch it. If so, it has tumah b'chadosh. That's the chiddush. That has tumas of a sheretz on it, and the sheretz is tumah b'chadosh. That's the chiddush here. That this egg came from a sheretz, therefore it has tumah on it. Otherwise, that in itself is also a pshita. The chiddush is that it even has tumah, it's like tumah of a sheretz, and the chiddush is even though it's only a small size of the chadosh of a lentil, so it's metama. Mask of Lerovin Rovin asked the question, the deal with the nochashi, maybe the say comes from a nochash. And where a nochash doesn't have a din sheretz, and therefore it's not metama the chadosh. Yeah. So as they have the Ella Oma, rub like this, shimrikmo the ochlo, nafkumina is, if the egg starts to like have a sheretz inside it already, and now somebody eats it, that leika leo mishum sheretz or sheretz aloretz. It's not only yosem mishum a beitz of tameya, but you also have a love of a sheretz or sheretz aloretz. Rashi says what? Shel nochosh bemu shel sheretz for two main bo. Somebody, the nochosh doesn't have tumah. So maybe this egg came from a nochosh, doesn't have tumah. The teretz is rather nafkamina is you're over the special love of eating a sheretz. Rashi says a sheretz aloretz. Vilo yashminun she beitz hashlim. Wouldn't have told us that this egg that has mixed up the white and the yellow from a sheretz Ela Tomei is Tam, which is Tam says Tomei, I would have thought to say, Mishum Maif Tomehu, it's on Yeshua's came from a knife. And therefore it's also Tidit. But I wouldn't know you over the special law of Sheretz. So therefore I was told us no, the Yasubay Mishum Sheretz Oretz, a lock, it's I would have thought to say. Kamash Malon, it's called a Sheretz Oretz, that's the Chiddush over here. That this type of an egg came from a Sheretz Oretz, and you get Malkus for this law. For the Mihochi, if so, Ma'ir is a Tumeya, I feel the Terenami. What do you have to say then? Only if it has, in other words, it has a written means, it started, something started to grow inside it already. Like the egg is not just on the white and the yellow, but there's a little creature inside already. If so, even an egg of a Toradika chicken should be the same way also. Yochim, what are you telling me it's also? To Tumeya, because the egg is Tumei, I feel the Terenami, even a chicken's egg. The Tanya will learn like this, when the Pasuk says, call Hasheretz, Hasheretz Haloretz, any creature that creeps on the earth, so the Rabbis come to teach us,